Country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
And thanks for tuning in. We have a great show in store tonight. Two special guests on the show. From Victoria, BC, it's country group The Tumblin' Dice. And from Ontario, country artist Nicole Ray. Lots of stories and great music ahead. First up, it's my pleasure to welcome Ryan Evans from The Tumblin' Dice. Hey, Ryan.
Hi, Dave. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. Great to have you here. And we'll give a big shout-out to Linda Ewing, who booked both guests for the show tonight. And great person. Great helping you out there.
Linda said if I don't give her a shout-out, I'm in big trouble. So, hi, Linda. Thank you.
That's awesome. Well, we know she is listening, and it's great to have her listening and everyone else tonight. Man, we got some great things to talk about with you guys. First of all, you have your debut EP out, which is available at iTunes. Five great songs on it. What was it like for you guys to put together the songs and have this EP available for your fans?
I mean, the whole process of recording is always so much fun. And we were doing a big festival in Duncan, BC last year, and there was going to be about 8,000 people at it, so we decided to put a EP out and try our hand at writing some songs, and it came together in a couple months, and I think it turned out okay, and we've had some good responses from it so far. And I mean, I'm in the studio right now today recording some new songs, so see if we can match that or do even better. So
nice.
The whole process has been fun.
We'll talk about the new songs you're working on and that, but as far as the whole process goes, when you're in the studio, whether it was this album or the ones you're working on today, you've got a producer, obviously, who's doing stuff, but do you guys as a group have ideas on how the sound on specific songs should come across?
Yeah, we like to have a pretty good idea before we go into the studio what we want. I mean, there's nothing worse than sitting there and watching the clock tick away and your money just going down the tubes.
Yeah.
So you need to go and prepare it. And we, like, just right down to the guitar tone to what we want. With these recordings, it was pretty easy. We want to keep it very simple, nothing too fancy. Just we want it to sound exactly how we sound on stage live. Minus all the screaming girls, of course.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Want to be able to hear the song on the album. Yeah, I was at your show, as I mentioned before we came on the air, during Canadian Music Week at the Cadillac Lounge. And you guys were terrific, really high-energy show. You did covers as well as originals. What was that experience like for you at Cadillac Lounge in Canadian Music Week?
It was definitely an experience. It was kind of weird. It's weird for us. We're not used to playing shows like that that are a little more... I don't know, a little tame. So it's good for us. Don't get me wrong. It was really good for us. We really need to kind of focus on tightening things up and you know, being professional, I guess. But most of our shows we do it here, it's just kind of crazy and people are like, you know, just going nuts kind of thing. So that's always fun, but it's kind of good to have a reality check and kind of tighten your sound up and really, you know, kind of figure out what everyone is doing at each specific second. So it was good for us. You know,
sure.
We got some great people and got some new fans out of it. And, it's all a learning experience, so it's all good, yeah.
It's got to be great to perform in different provinces, different places across Canada, just to, as you said, introduce yourself to new people and make new fans. That's got to be pretty rewarding.
Yeah, it's our first time playing as a country band in Toronto, and country's not really huge back in Toronto. Like I said, on the West Coast, like if I meet someone in the West Coast and like I was playing a country band, they're like, "Oh, awesome!" We definitely felt like we had to convert some people to the countryside when we played, because we did another show aside from Canadian Music Week, and people were like, "Oh, you guys are a country band?" I'm like, "Yeah, just check it out. Don't judge us yet. Just check it out." And
that's right.
You know, we think you'll like it. So the country wave, I don't think, has hit as big in Toronto as it is at West, but hopefully we can change that.
Well, yeah, it is interesting as far as what people's stereotypes are. And this has been around forever about country music. When you mention it, if they don't know anything about it and you say you're a country music band or a fan, they assume it's, you know, something very traditional and very old and very stereotypical.
Yeah.
But then they see a band like you guys and realize it's not what they thought it was, and they end up loving it.
Yeah, I mean, basically, how I, someone who's never seen us before, we're a rock band that plays country songs. Like, you know, we play country songs, but if you see us live, we're definitely going to rock it. And we're high energy. And, you know, I do like bands that are, like, not high energy and, like, kind of play slower stuff. I like that stuff. But for our band, no, we bring it every time we play. We try and rock it as much as possible.
Now, do you guys ever slow it down? I know on the album it's all up-tempo. Pretty much the last song is a little bit slower. But do you guys ever take the energy down to put a heartbreaking ballad or a love song in the show?
It depends on the show. Like anything over a couple hundred people, maybe one slow song, maybe two slow songs in the set. But that's at the very most. If it's, you know, if we were playing for a lot of people, I like to keep it high energy. And generally the shows we do are there's a big buzz around them kind of thing, like not just us. I mean, like it's like an event, like, and it's a high energy, people having a good time, and we want to keep that good time going. A ballad is, I love a good ballad, but like, you know, one, maybe two tops kind of thing, and then get right back to the party. So
definitely, I mean, that's obviously the atmosphere you guys are creating. We'll talk about the country, Gone Country live nights in a little bit. I want to get to that, but how long have you guys been together, and tell me about the other members in the band who aren't on the show with us. A little bit about them and, you know, again, how long you guys have been a band.
Okay, yeah, we've been a band for about 3.5 years, I think, right now. So Jamie Troy on the drums, Lee Griswood on the bass, and Andrew Lang on the guitar. We kind of put this band together just to play some covers and have some fun. And for the Gone Country, those big Gone Country events, if you go on our Facebook page, you can see those crazy events, and we just put a band together just to have some fun. We've all been in bands for most of our lives, and you know, tried to make it here and with this, and then we're like, okay, let's just have some fun. Let's just put a band together, play some fun songs, and have a good time. And it kind of evolved into, yeah, we're having such a good time. We're getting huge crowds out, and you know, why don't we, let's put out our own songs and see how they go over. And that's kind of how the EP evolved, but this band was just put together just to have fun, and we still do have fun. It's all about having a good time and not trying to be so hard on ourselves or what do people want to hear from us or what do they want to see. Like, let's just be ourselves and have fun.
I think you end up second-guessing yourself too much and overthinking it if you're trying to think of what the fans want. And I think if it comes from you as a group, the truest place inside you, that, you know, people are going to embrace that.
Yeah, no, they gravitate towards, people just want you to be real, and I've definitely been guilty in the past. It's like, okay, what do people want to hear? Like, what should we wear? What should we dress like? It's like, and it's not fun. It's, you know, you don't want to go through life second-guessing yourself. It's a horrible way to do things. But in the music industry, you tend to do that because everyone's an expert, right? And everyone's like, oh, you got to do this. And you start believing this after a while, and you're like, you get to a point in your life, you're like, wait a minute, this isn't even fun anymore. So, yeah, we've come back to just being regular people on stage, and it's kind of working for us. So.
It sounds like it. Now, do you all come from different backgrounds musically, different influences? Are you, do some things in common, some things very different in what you like in music?
I'd say, like, the rhythm section, like Lee and Jamie, they used to play in some alt country bands and some indie bands that toured Canada and you know, did pretty well. Like, they played with Leroy Stagger and Phil Hamm, but he's they played some, like, some big shows. But I'd say kind of different music than what Andrew and I come from. Like, we're rockers. Like, Andrew and I, the guitar player, and I, we're kind of more the rock and roll side. You know, we played in a hard rock band together, and we're like, we love 70s rock and just like AC/DC and all that stuff. So there's definitely a balance. We're not all from the same neck of the woods, musically speaking.
Sure.
But it's nice to have that.
Yeah. Good to have a mixture, right?
Mm. No, definitely.
You're talking about 70s rock and roll now. I'm looking at your name, the Tumbling Dice. There's a Rolling Stones song called Tumbling Dice. Is there a connection there, or what's the story behind band's name?
Yeah, for sure. It's actually Andrew, my guitar player. He came up with the name. He could tell the story way better than I can, but the Rolling Stones were named after – oh, I'm totally going to mess this story up. The Rolling Stones, they got their name from a Muddy Waters song, which Papa's a Rolling Stone or something like that. I can't remember. But
sure.
So we decided to do the same thing because we – him and I are huge Stones fans. So we're like, let's do the same thing. Let's pick our favorite Rolling Stone song, but kind of change it, make it a little bit country, take the G off the tumbling. And so that's kind of where we got that. And you know what? I'll give him full credit for that. He came up with that. And you know what? A lot of our fans don't get the connection, which is kind of cool. So
yeah.
And for us, it's like we still listen to that song, Tumbling Dice, and it's by far our favorite Stone song. And
awesome.
It's kind of cool. Yeah.
Yeah, band names, I mean, nobody necessarily stops to think about it, but they're harder than you think to come up with unless it's named after somebody. Of course,
terrible.
That's the easiest, but it's you know, you get used to it after a while, but when you hear a name, like when I heard Lady Antebellum the very first time, it's like, well, that's like a weird name, but every name grows on you after a while.
It's definitely a weird band name. I don't know if I'm used to that yet. The Lady, but I hate picking out band names. I hate it. Thankfully, I didn't have to do it in this band. I played in some bands with some horrible band names before. So,
perfect. I'm speaking with Ryan Evans from the Tumbling Dice, a country group from Victoria, BC. Their website is thetumblingdice.ca, without the G in tumbling. And you can also head to iTunes. Their EP is there. Ryan, we'll turn to a song now called This Old House, which is on the EP. What can you tell us about the inspiration behind the song?
Well, this song is the first country song I've ever written, and oddly enough, it came together, and like, it's one of those songs that came together in about 2 minutes, and that never happens for me. It's like, it's out of 2 minutes or 6 months. So the song is about my grandma's house. She was in the hospital, not doing very good, and we were staying at her house, and my folks were talking about selling the house and what to do with the house, and you know, because making arrangements like that, and I was like, just kind of thinking, like, you know, it's not a very nice house, I guess, if you just look at it. But I'd spent my whole life there, every summer, every Christmas, every Thanksgiving at this house, and so many memories. And I was just picturing someone else coming in and being like, this house is not that great, but to me, it is like the best house I've ever been to. You know, it's the only thing I remember growing up, and you know, it was a very emotional time for me because we were losing my grandma. And but so the song, it comes from like such, I think that's why it works. It just comes from such a genuine place, and it was written very, very quickly, which that never happens to me at least. So,
well, I guess that's
kind
a sign
of the backstory.
That the song. To me, it's a sign that the song came from a very truthful place, and it just flowed out. You didn't have to really stop and think about it. It was just there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, for sure. The emotion was definitely there. I kind of took it. I've kind of put like a little love story. I don't know if you call it a love story, but some sort of relationship thing in there just to kind of make it interesting.
Sure.
That song for me reminds me of like that, my grandma's house, and like kind of growing up in a small town, and like, you know, your property, when you live in a small town, your property is everything. It's just like, you know, it's kind of your whole world, especially if you're living out in the middle of nowhere. So it means a lot more to you than it does to someone just passing by on the highway.
So true. Let's hear the song now. This is from the Tumbling Dice called This Old House on In the Country.
Truck is what I drive out to the fields from 9 to 5. Man, I ain't rich, but I get by. Well, I got down before you left this life of greed. Said I like your style, I don't like your company. Yeah, I don't look like much, but it's all I got. You hold the roof and the rain won't stop, and it's just another day in this old house. Ain't no cold. Gonna fix it. job needs all my bills. Come Friday night, I'll be at the wheel, having a few and singing, how does it feel? I don't need much but a phone call now and then. Oh, it's been so long. Hey, baby, how you been? Yeah, it don't look like much, but it's all I got. It's a hole in the roof and the rain won't stop. And it's just another day in this old house. Ain't no coat of paint gonna fix this place. But all I need is to hear with me and we'll live forever in this old house. Time has taken her and left her lying here. Scars of all the memories scattered over here, yeah. Yeah, well, it don't look like much, but it's all I got. With the hole in the roof and the rain.
And that is the Tumbling Dice with This Old House. You'll find that on their debut EP, which is available at iTunes, and their website is thetumblingdice.ca. A lot of great energy there, and man, the guitar work is awesome.
Yeah, that's all Andrew on the slide guitar. He's pretty awesome on the slide. You don't see a lot of people play slide guitar because it's pretty difficult, but yeah, he rocks it for sure.
It sounds great. Well, Ryan, let's talk about those Gone Country Live nights. I know these are so popular. I've seen online people commenting on them. Tell me exactly what happens and what kind of music you guys are doing there.
So we've been doing that Gone Country for, I think, well, 3.5 years, basically, since we started the band for these nights. And the doors open at 8:30 or 9 o'clock, and there's already a lineup of like 200 people. And they just packed the upstairs cabaret in Victoria right on Wharf Street, and we just go crazy. There's another band that opens up for us called Bucko and Toad, and they're a country band as well. And then we come on at about 11 o'clock and play right till about 2. And
wow.
There's PBR wraps there and Jack Daniels, so we're giving out, I must get out like 2 or 3 cases of beer per night, and Jack Daniels girls come giving out shots, and it's complete mayhem. I would say to people, like, picture the craziest night out you've ever had, and we'll beat that hands down. Like, it's just so crazy. So
that's
actually
awesome.
The night has gotten so crazy that we've stopped them, and there's a bar opening up now. The demand is that big for this night that there's going to be a bar called the Duke Saloon opening up in Victoria.
Oh, wow.
In August. So it's going to be Gone Country every Friday night with the Tumbling Dice, and every Saturday night with Bucko and Toad. So
that's pretty amazing.
That's where we're at right now. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, talk about success. That's great. What are some of the cover songs you guys do in your shows? I know when you were in town, you did Cadillac Ranch, which, of course, Cadillac Lounge. That's very fitting, a song from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, which is a cool song, man. That one just rocks. What are some of the other songs you do in your shows?
Where do I even start? I'll just start dropping some names. We do Jake Owen, Tim McGraw. We'll do some Alan Jackson or some Nitty Gritty, some old stuff. We'll do a Florida Georgia Line. We've had to do a bunch of Florida Georgia Line because people just lose their minds when those songs come on. So.
Oh yeah, so popular.
there's so many songs. basically anything new country. Justin Moore, Kip Moore.
Yep.
Anything new country that's a hit right now, we'll play it. We'll learn it. And we'll play it. So we love playing them, we love learning these songs and love playing them.
How long does it take you, Ryan, to learn a new song?
Jamie, our drummer, he can learn it in probably about 5 minutes. He's pretty quick, but it's pretty hard. Like I'd say, learning how to sing the song is like the most important thing. So it takes some time just to get. You want to sing it exactly right, and you want to have every word right, because these country fans know every single word to every song. And if you mess it up, they're not happy because it's their favorite song. You know, every song you sing is someone's favorite song. So you need to be on point. And so there's a fair amount of work. And these songs sound really simple. These country songs sound really simple. And I've heard other musicians be like, oh, easy, just play some country songs. No, they're like pretty intricate, and they're pretty complicated stuff. I mean, Nashville has the best musicians in the world playing these songs, all right? Mm-hmm. And we're just trying to keep our head above water playing these songs. So, yeah, they're pretty tough. They're a lot tougher than they sound, that's for sure.
Now, you guys have had a chance to open up and share the stage with some acts. A couple of them are Aaron Prochet, of course, a huge country star in Canada. Brett Kissel, who's come on the scene in the last couple of years, although he's been at it longer than that. He's still a young guy, but now the last couple of years, he's just exploded on the scene. What is it like when you get a chance to open up and hang out with these guys?
It's Aaron Prochet. When we played, we opened up for him last year in Victoria, and he's a big deal. He's a big deal. And so it was kind of intimidating a little bit until you get on stage and, you settle in. But you learn a lot from these guys. Like Aaron's been at it for a long time, and the show he puts on is pretty impressive. And, he's like an hour and a half of solid go, go, go. So, it's exciting for us, and it's a chance to meet these guys. There's not a lot of hanging out. We do these shows with other bands too, and people think like, oh, you must party all night. No, it's not like that at all. You might have a quick shot or something like that, but it's all business, and usually they're on to the next town too, and, we got our own stuff going on too. So, we're doing a huge festival with a ton of awesome country artists. Dean Brody, Aaron Prochet's going to be back, and Tim McGraw, Jake Owen, and there's not a lot of kind of hanging out with other artists. It's just everyone's like so busy, and there's a lot going on. You can't just party all the time, or else you won't get anything done, and you won't be good at what you do. So,
For sure.
quick little chat is all that's needed, really. And it's just nice to see them play. You're always learning from these guys.
Yo, I bet. Now, is there anybody from the country music world, Canada, the States, that for you, Ryan, would be a personal thrill to meet one day?
Yeah. I think the first big country show I saw was Eric Church 2 years ago in Seattle. So I think meeting him, he blew my mind, and This must have been a while. This is before I wrote This Old House, and he kind of got me inspired to get in the country scene fully, put both feet in, start writing some songs, and I think I would like to meet him for sure.
Nice.
Yeah, he'd definitely be up there.
He's got some cool tunes. I like a lot of his, including Springsteen and his very latest, Give Me Back My Hometown. Great songs.
Oh yeah, no, he's a really good songwriter, and he just seems like a kind of down-to-earth guy. He's not about the party, and I know he sings a lot about Jack Daniels, but he's a family man, and, I like his style, basically. I like his style.
Nice. Well, let's turn to another song from your EP. Again, it's available at iTunes, self-titled debut EP from the Tumbling Dice. This one's called Whiskey on the Fire, and before we talk about it, I understand that this Old House Plus Whiskey on the Fire, they're going to be part of some kind of movie or snowmobiling video?
Yeah, it's actually, I know it sounds kind of weird, but it's like extreme snowmobiling. It's called Thunderstruck Films, and this is volume 13, I think we're going to be on. So it comes out August 15th, and it's a pretty huge deal. Like, they have like millions of fans, and they sell a ton of these DVDs, and I got a call from Helena, Montana a couple of weeks ago, and they said, oh, we'd like to put your songs in. And I was like, what kind of stuff is this? And I YouTubed it. I was blown away how crazy these guys are. They're going up the biggest mountains you've ever seen and, like, flying off their snowmobiles. And they're basically insane. But I was like, yes, I like this. This sounds awesome. So, yeah, we're going to have a couple songs on that when it comes out in August. So that'll be cool.
That is really cool. And the video is, like, available in stores to purchase or online?
It's available online, yeah, thunderstruckfilms.com, or you can just YouTube Thunderstruck Films, and you'll see all these snowmobiling trailers come up, and yeah, their movies are amazing. I didn't think I'd be into extreme snowmobiling, but yeah, I'm definitely a fan.
I'll have to check that out afterwards. That's great. So let's turn to the song Whiskey on the Fire, which will be in that video you just mentioned, and tell us a bit about the song before we share it, Ryan.
Yeah, well, what I was saying about This Old House is that song came out in about 2 minutes. And this is the opposite of that song. This song took me forever to write, even though it's a pretty simple song. There's not much to it. But I wanted to write a nostalgic song. I love nostalgic songs. I just, you know, it's just such a big part of everyday life. You always look back on fond memories of, you know, your friends and stuff like that, and I wanted to write kind of a love song of, like, the one that got away,
right.
And so, yeah, just, like, good memories, and it's not just about the girl, but, you know, when you think about, like, an ex, a girlfriend or something like that, people tend to just think, unless they're crazy, and they think about, like, the best times that they had with them, you know what I mean, like,
You
forget about all the bad stuff and all the drama, so I kind of wanted to capture that, and Whiskey on the Fire just sounds cool. So
nice. Yeah, it's a great title too. Let's hear it now, the Tumbling Dice and Whiskey on the Fire on In the Country.
Whiskey on the fire.
And that is a great song from the Tumbling Dice called Whiskey on the Fire here on In the Country. They are a country band from Victoria, B.C. Their website is thetumblingdice.ca. And again, their debut EP is available at iTunes now. Ryan, it's been such a pleasure chatting with you to hear all about the band and to hear those great stories.
Dave. Thank you so much for having me on. And another shout-out to Linda for hooking this interview up. So, yeah, thanks, guys.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, it's been my pleasure. Linda, thank you so much once again. And Ryan, all the best. Love your music, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Thanks so much. Take care.
Coming up next, I'll be speaking with Ontario country artist Nicole Ray.
If you love hearing the story behind the song, and if you love country music, then you'll love In the Country with Dave Woods. It's the online radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Maybe you're a big fan of Lisa Brokaw or love the sound of Paul Brandt. Maybe it's Dean Brody that gets you singing along. When you tune in, you'll hear from the names we all know and love to the new names that will steal our hearts. Dave isn't following the latest trend. This music is his passion. Tune in and get your country on In the Country with Dave Woods, where country music never goes out of style.
And it's my pleasure now to welcome to the show Nicole Ray. Hey, Nicole.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm great. I'm so excited to be talking with you today.
Oh, thank you so much, Nicole. Great to chat with you. You've been on the show before, and most recently we ran into each other at the CMAO's Country Music Association of Ontario Awards. What a great night.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, to believe this is only really our second big award show and it's already that spectacular, it's just,
yeah.
I can't even imagine where we're going to go from here.
Exactly. The groundwork is there, and I mean, two great years. So, yeah, as you say, it's just going to get better and better. The show sold out early on, which was great. And, man, Jason McCoy was an awesome host, right? Not just the
music,
but he was
so great.
Hilarious, yeah.
So funny.
He was great.
Yeah, I really enjoyed all his jokes. He was definitely a perfect choice to be the host.
Definitely. You need that with an entertainer. You need it with a host. You need them to be an entertainer and a singer, which he was. So much great talent in Ontario, and that night was just terrific. Did you get a chance, Nicole, to run into anybody, any of the names like Derek Rattan or Jason or Beverly Mahood?
Yeah, I bumped shoulders with a couple of people. I definitely said hi to Jason Blaine. I said hello to Tay Bay. Quickly saw Beverly Mahood and Kira Isabella. It's awesome to just have all that talent in one room.
It is. I mean, the Country Music Association of Ontario doing such a great job supporting artists from this province and, you know, just doing a great job recognizing them and connecting people. Now, one of the shows you were at recently as well as Turtle Fest in Tillsonburg. Can you tell us about that?
That was so much fun. Unfortunately, I was sick like that whole week leading up to the show. I had a chest infection, and I was so worried that I wasn't going to be able to sing. But I managed to pull out my voice for the night, and I had such a fun time. And Marshall Dane was there, Amy Cheerum, Shane Chisholm. So it was fun to see all them play, too. And it was just such a great crowd. Everyone was so energetic, and it was nice to meet some new fans. It was a really great show.
That's got to be a great experience when you go to an event like that and outside of your regular area, and you get a chance to win over some new fans.
Yeah, it was nice because I met so many people that I've never met before and hopefully made some new fans that'll come out to my other shows. So it was adorable. After the show, this little girl, she was probably like 7, came up to me with her purple notebook, and she's like, "Will you sign this for me?" And I was like, "Oh my God, I feel so special. I'm a celebrity."
That is so cute. There's, you know, a potential future singer who now will remember that as a memory, the day that Nicole Ray signed her book.
Yeah, it was so adorable.
Oh, those moments, yeah, they're just priceless. That's so cool to hear. We're going to be getting to your new single called Country Wild, which is from your EP, Only Everything. That is available at iTunes. So we're going to get to that a bit later. But outside of music, this is fascinating. I found out that you are quite heavily involved in fitness.
Yes, actually, I just worked out before our phone call right now.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, I just became a beach body coach recently. Fitness has always been one of my other passions. I've always enjoyed working out and staying healthy. And so I was part of a fitness group online, and the coach that was coaching me asked if I wanted to become a coach, and I thought, why not? So I signed up, and now I've started my own team for fitness.
That's amazing. Your own team now. Is there a way that people can get in touch with you if they want to join that?
Yeah. The team is on Facebook. So if you want to message me on Facebook and just let me know that you want to join, then I can add you to the group because it's private, so you can't see unless you request to join.
Right. Very cool. I would imagine as an entertainer and a performer, because that requires a lot of energy on stage, that being so involved in fitness is a big plus.
Oh, yeah. I mean, dancing around and going at it for like 45 minutes or whatever on stage, you know, you need to be in good shape, otherwise you'd be out of breath all the time. So definitely working out all the time and maintaining my fitness really helps.
Now let's talk about your EP, which is called Only Everything. There's a good mix in there. We've got the sadder songs, the slower songs, I guess, heartfelt songs, but then we got the up-tempo songs like Country Wild. Did you enjoy having an album that's balanced like that to show both sides?
Yeah, I knew going in right away that I wanted to have both. I mean, I really enjoy writing ballads. I like the sort of heartbreak, sappy songs. So I knew that I wanted to have that in it. But I didn't want the whole album to be, you know, sad or down, because, I mean, whether there's downs in life, there's always ups, too. So I knew I wanted to have upbeat songs, stuff that people can, you know, rock out to in their car and things that would be good for performing.
Definitely. You need that balance. It's like life, I think, as you mentioned there, but just the ups and downs. But you got to have the good times as well and the good songs. Country Wild, what can you tell us about the song? And now, is this one that you had a hand in writing?
Yes, actually, I wrote this song with my dad. He's one of those people that's just really good at everything. So he came to me sort of with just like a couple lyrics written, and he's like, I don't know if there's something here, but here you go. Maybe you can write something with this. And as soon as I saw what he wrote, the idea started flowing, and I was like, yeah, there's definitely a song here. And then out came Country Wild.
Really cool. That's amazing. You and your dad wrote that. I think that's pretty unique, because that obviously doesn't happen a lot. But I wanted to ask you, too, before we get to the song, about the video. I think it was in the last week you shot a video for this song. Or was it in the last week or earlier than that?
A couple weeks ago, yeah. I am so unbelievably excited for this. It's my first big music video. I've never shot a big professional music video before. So this is a big deal for me. And Galang, the director, who also directed Jordan McIntosh's video, he was amazing. He just knew exactly what I wanted and brought everything together. And it looks amazing because they've sent it to me, and I just can't wait for everyone to see it.
Oh, wow. That's exciting. When is it going to be aired? When do we get a chance to see it?
Well, the Country Wild is going to go out to radio just a few days after Canada Day. I think we're going to put it out on July 7th. So the video will probably premiere either the same day or maybe a few days before, just to get everybody excited about the song.
Wow. That is so cool. Now, was this a video that was shot over the course of one day?
2 days. On the first day, we just did some shots with just me, some performance scenes. And then the second day was a whole day shooting. I got up at 8 a.m., I think, and then we didn't finish until about 2 in the morning, and then I still had to clean up stuff after that. So it was a really, really long day. I was exhausted, but I was kind of happy to just get it all done in one day, and
yeah.
that way I didn't have to worry about it. And it's easier, you know, for all the people that came out and helped. It was so awesome that they could come, and it was better to just, you know, organize it on one day so I didn't have to have people coming back and forth all the time.
Now, it sounds like a lot of fun, besides all that work you mentioned, but a lot of fun. Is there a storyline within it? Is it a performance video? What can we expect to see?
Well, the song is about, you know, having fun with your friends and partying, and, like, there's a few lines in the song that are kind of like, you know, I didn't go out to flirt, you know, I just, like, came out to have a good time, I'm not worried about boys kind of thing. So the video kind of follows that. It's definitely me going out, performing, having fun with my friends.
Right.
And then there's a special appearance by Billy J. White in the video, and he's sort
Very
of
cool.
trying to, yeah, get me in to dance with him, but I'm just, you know, not having it. I'm having fun on my own.
Oh, man, that's great. I'm looking forward to seeing the video. That's cool. I can't wait. Let's hear the song now. It's your single that's coming out on July 7th. This is my guest, Nicole Ray, and Country Wild on In the Country.
Tell I plan to drink these blues away. I left the wheels at home cause I already know that's a game I don't want to play. So open up the bar and baby start to pour some liquid remedy. Before we go too far, well, I should probably warn you, may not want to stand next to me. All in time, there's a boy who's looking my way. But I'm just here to dance, not looking for romance. Don't think that I'm yours to take. If this is your first time, well, you should keep in mind there's one thing you ought to know. I'm getting country wild in this honky tonk. If you're with me,
Ontario country artist Nicole Ray and her upcoming single called Country Wild from her EP Only Everything. And man, yeah, Nicole, that a lot of energy in that song. It sounds great.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I love performing that one live because it's just great to get everyone up dancing, and it's such a party song.
Yeah, it is indeed. Now, who is your producer on the album and that song? Because the production on it's amazing.
I recorded the whole EP at Cherry Beach Sound Studios in Toronto, and Lance Anderson was the producer on all the songs.
Nice. Nice. Got a great sound on it, and that certainly adds to the energy, along with your great vocals, of course. Influences. Let's talk about some of those artists, Nicole, from the past when you were starting to get into music that really got you interested and excited about music.
Well, I remember always listening to Shania Twain, like on my little tape player or my CD player, always pulling that around with me, and I had all the Shania Twain CDs in there. And another one I always used to listen to growing up was Kelly Clarkson. I watched the first season of American Idol when she was on it, and I have always thought from the beginning that she just has an amazing voice. And when I was younger, I was always like, I want to be just like her when I grow up.
Oh, yeah, she has done quite well in her career, coming a long way from Idol, and terrific artist, terrific vocalist. That's so cool, a couple of great influences. Let's talk about some of these shows that you're going to be performing at this summer. You got a pretty busy lineup. One of them is the Calgary Stampede.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to that. I've actually never been to the Stampede before, so this is pretty cool for me to get to go out there for the first time and to get to play while I'm there.
Totally. That sounds like an amazing opportunity. And you've got a show coming up, or I guess a mini tour in August with Billy J. White out west.
Yes, we're both really looking forward to that, just planning out all the details and getting ready to go, and we're going to just announce everything about that on Facebook and Twitter and everything soon so everyone can follow along with all the dates. And, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that, just going out and just playing, doing our thing, meeting new people. And also, along the way, we're going to be doing some radio visits, which will be fun, and we're hoping to visit some group homes or some hospitals over there because we both love kids and we want to be able to, you know, give back and play for them too.
That's got to be, I mean, I don't even know if you could put into words how rewarding and satisfying and emotional, I guess, if you're performing for kids that really need something like that. Can you explain just how great that is, what a feeling it is?
I think music is just one of those things I've always thought that just it heals your soul. It's good for everyone, I feel, and it brings everybody together no matter how different you are. If you guys like the same music, you know, you're automatically friends and it brings you together. And mm-hmm. I just think that's one of the good things about, you know, going out and playing for kids or playing for people that are sick is that music is so healing. And just to be able to do that for people, it touches my heart. I'm so excited to be able to do that.
What about a young artist who is starting out and maybe is trying to write songs, maybe has written some, but just isn't sure how to take the next step towards an album or an EP or just the whole musical journey? What advice would you give to somebody in that position, Nicole?
Well, I would say, first of all, don't give up. That's the most important advice in this career, is that you kind of just have to take things one step at a time, one day at a time, and just keep going, because you can't get down on yourself about it or you'll never get anywhere, trust me. But also, you know, find somebody you trust, maybe go to a local music school or local studio and talk to them about, you know, what you've done so far, what you have, and get more information. I mean, that's really how I started. I went to Cherry Beach, and they were all very nice and welcoming, and they told me, you know, here's what's good, here's what's bad, here's what we can do, here's how we can help you. I mean, in this career, you can't do it alone, so you really need to reach out to people and find out who you can work with.
You do need a team surrounding you to help you in your career, and you know, and people just who believe in you and encourage you on. And I know one of the people for you is Linda Ewing, who booked the interview tonight.
Yes, she did. I hope she's listening. Hello, Linda. She's been wonderful. Yeah, she's been really, really great to work with and so helpful. And when I'm going crazy and I don't know what to do, she's like, just take a deep breath. I got it. So it's so nice to have somebody like that who's got your back all the time.
Yeah, that can't be under-expressed, I guess, if that is a word, you know, how important that is to have people like that on your side. Let's talk a minute about songwriting, and you mentioned you co-wrote the song with your dad, Country Wild, your next single. But when you go to write a song, Nicole, is it different every time, or do you have maybe a tried-and-true way that kind of works for you, a certain place you write or a certain time of day?
It does vary. It's not always the same. Like, I don't always sit in the same place or write at the same time of day. But I do find that I really need to work on the melody first before I write the lyrics. Because sometimes when I do it the other way around, if I write the lyrics first, then I can't sort of figure out in my head the melody that matches those words. But if I do it the other way around, it somehow it turns out better every time.
That's interesting. So in some cases, so you have the melody for the song, and then you go back and start to decide the lyrics for it, start to work on those.
Yeah, exactly. I find that works much better for me.
Interesting. Yeah, everybody has a different approach to it, or there's a couple of different approaches, obviously. Now, do you co-write a lot aside from your dad? Do you sit down and write with others?
Yeah, well, back in February, I went to Nashville for the first time on a writing trip. So I was there for about 3 weeks, and I was writing with new people every day. And, I mean, I had co-written before, but that was really big for me. That was one of the first times I had, like, kind of been writing every day for 3 weeks straight. And it was an amazing experience, an eye-opening experience, and I wrote a lot of great tunes that I'm hoping to put towards a next CD. But it's definitely difficult. Like, your brain just kind of runs out of ideas when you're writing every single day for 3 weeks.
Right.
By the end of it, I was like, okay, I need to go home and sleep.
That's hilarious. You need to go home and, you know, and live something, right, to have something new to write about.
Exactly. I was like, I just need to take a rest and live some new experiences, then I'll come back and write a new song.
You know, that's a good point, but, I mean, there are people, of course, in Nashville, I mean, and you got to give them props and kudos because, I mean, they do write every day, and they, I don't know how they just constantly, you know, come up with ideas and great songs, and, you know, they're the ones who are the songwriters who basically do it, they do it all the time.
I know. It amazes me that people can do that every single day. I think, like I said, I just need a break at some point because it's just you need something new to say, something new to think about. But, I mean, that's awesome that people can do that every day. I guess once you get going on it, you kind of get better at it.
Yeah, I've heard it's described as a muscle and you've got to exercise it and you just stay in that mode and it just keeps going from there, getting stronger. Nicole, it's been such a blast having you on the show to chat again and to talk about Country Wild and to play the song. I wish you all the best with the release of it and once again, great chatting.
Yes, thank you so much. I always love chatting with you and it's been a lot of fun being on the show again today, so thank you.
Awesome. My pleasure, Nicole. Once again, our listeners can check you out at NicoleRay.com, and the new single is called Country Wild. I'm Dave Woods. For more country music interviews, you can head on over to InTheCountryInterviews.com.